With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has been quite a weekend so far for former President Donald Trump.
More victories on the table for Donald Trump.
We put on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
He's won the Missouri caucuses and has added to his delegate lead with Michigan's allocations. And there's voting in Idaho as well. The former president's campaigning in North Carolina ahead of Super Tuesday, making recent crimes committed by migrants illegally in the U.S. a focal point.
If Joe Biden's illegal alien migrants do not go back to their countries, we will never get our country back.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed the framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. He says it's now up to Hamas to agree to it. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. C-130s dropping food and aid in pallets over Gaza. Officials say three planes dropped 66 bundles containing 38,000 meals. Early Saturday. Senate Armed Services Committee member, Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton, says there's little doubt that China has found ways to take advantage of the U.S. southern border.
Again, unfortunately, you know, if you're Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin, you look at America and, like, you don't have to worry about smuggling your spies across our border. Like, Joe Biden just lets them fly in and gives them visas to work in their embassies and Washington, D.C., or at the United Nations in New York, or their consulates around the country.
And Senator Cotton talks about some troubling numbers. He says he's not surprised 40,000 military-aged Chinese men have been allowed to enter this country illegally in the last 18 months. And this is SRN News. A warning from a respected Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece has become the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage. That was last month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine is considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and is not expected to pass. Russia outlawed same-sex marriage in 2020. This is SRN News. Well, America's lobster fishing business has dropped.
The industry is grappling with challenges, including new rules designed to protect rare whales. Members of the industry say they face existential threats from proposed rules intended to protect the North Atlantic right whale and climate change that is influencing where lobsters can be trapped. Data says Maine fishermen's catch of 93.7 million pounds in 2023 was 5% less than the year that preceded it, and the lowest total catch since 2009. John Scott reporting.
It is quite a record. Hoboken, New Jersey has now marked seven straight years without a traffic death. Authorities credit their decision to take away some street parking, a change that increases visibility for motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians. The city, about 60,000 people just across the Hudson from Manhattan. More details at SRNnews.com.